treasury of great hymns. Isaac Watts was handicapped by poor health most of his adult life. In contrast to his physical weakness was his spiritual strength and vision. His hymn, Jesus Shall Reign, became the theme of a worldwide missionary movement and a constant reminder of the importance of the second coming of Christ. We'll tell the story as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelch, music director of WMUU Radio. It was a Sunday in 1862. 5,000 South Pacific Islanders listened intently to their king as he read a new charter of government. The document ended with a declaration that the Tonga, the Friendly Islands, now would be called a Christian nation. The crowd burst into a hymn of praise. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run, his kingdom spread from shore to shore, till moons shall wax and wane no more. Where had this hymn, so loved by one-time savages, come from? For the origin of our story, we must go back nearly 150 years more, and halfway around the world. Protestant England of the 17th century was awaking from a long period of religious persecution and confusion. Into this time, Isaac Watts was born. From an early age, it was evident that he was ahead of his time. Many people could not read. In worship services, a psalm would be read line by line, then sung in the same way. Isaac envisioned music that could be easily memorized, with words that believers would sing from their hearts, both in and out of church. When he read his first hymn for his father's approval, it seemed prophetic.
Behold the glories of the Lamb amidst his father's throne. Prepare new honors for his name and songs before unknown.
Someday, historians would have reason to call Isaac Watts the father of the English hymn. From this simple beginning sprang another vision.
The Lord Jesus Christ must be exalted and adored above all else as the very center of all our public worship. I want to compose a psalm book as I may suppose David would have done had he lived in the days of Christianity.
Isaac Watts had set a course for himself that would continue in spite of a debilitating disease that for a time removed him completely from public ministry.
My design is to accommodate the Book of Psalms to Christian worship. I want to make sure I retain the original fervor and fire of the Hebrew praise. But I want to adapt it to the New Testament spirit and need. Above all, I want to make it more singable.
Just past the midpoint of his life, in 1719, Watts published his work. It bore a title appropriate for its scope. The Psalms of David, imitated in the language of the New Testament, and applied to the Christian state and worship. Isaac's study of the Psalms brought his special attention to the prophetic aspect of Scripture.
Where the original runs in the form of prophecy concerning Christ and His salvation, I have given an historical turn to the sense. There's no necessity that we should always sing in the obscure when the things foretold are brought into open light.
In one of the hymns in Watts' Psalm series, he showed a remarkable understanding of truths that had been obscure to other scholars of his day. Just as King David in Psalm 72 saw beyond the coronation and reign of his son Solomon to the eternal reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, so Dr. Isaac Watts grasped this great truth and wrote, Jesus shall reign, prophesying Messiah's eternal reign. 60 years later, when William Carey and other pioneer missionaries left England to carry the gospel to dark places, this hymn of Isaac Watts went with them. And so, when those Polynesian Christians sang his hymn, it was a fulfillment in miniature of Watts' vision that one day every tribe, people, and nation will honor Christ at His second coming. For yet a little while, and He that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Therefore, Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Bob Jones University, the Opportunity Place, has a remarkable open-door policy. The doors to opportunities of a lifetime. The doors to spiritual fulfillment. The doors to the most caring Christian education in all the world. The doors to lifetime friendships. At Bob Jones University, students are constantly reminded that all opportunity, all success, all spiritual accomplishment must first be to the glory of God. Find out more about the Opportunity Place by calling us at 1-800-BJ-AND-ME and let us send you some information on God's special place for you. That's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. If you're calling locally, the number is 242-5100. A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson, published by Bob Jones University Press, and comes to you from Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen again next time as we open a treasury of great hymns.